She had a funeral.
Wait, who had a funeral?
She had a funeral.
What do you have a funeral? But okay, if you're the dead person at the funeral...
I mean, it's technically hers.
Wait, who are we talking about? Actually, I legit, like, wait, Ame? Did Ame die? Oh, no, fucking hell. I'm dumb. I forgot. Holy shit.
Yeah, the whole,
oh, my God, dude.
The whole crux of this movie.
Oh, man. Like, who died again?
Holy shit.
That's good. That's a good start.
Yeah, that early onset dementia.
Oh, don't say. Man, my mom's already telling me that she thinks she has Alzheimer's.
That's scary.
Yeah, it sure is. She says it so casually. I'm like,
you know what's even scarier? Spider-Man Lotus. Hello, Spider-Man folks. Lotus. Welcome to another rendition of the Spotter Pod. Last time, episode 108. Oh, yeah, the Lotus thing. Totally shoehorned that shit in. But what did we cover last time?
We covered Spider-Man Miles Morales, the sequel to PS4 Spider-Man. Yeah, no, it's real good. Game comes out this month. Can't wait.
Hey, happy Spider-Man month.
Yeah, is that true?
No, I'm declaring it.
I was like, huh, I wonder if that's like an actual... I'm sure there's an actual...
Because not only was the last thing we covered Miles Morales, and then unfortunately we're doing a Spider-Man Notice, but the actual good Spider-Man stuff...
Yeah, can't wait.
Coming out in 2 weeks. Holy shit. Spider-Man PS5, or is that
Spider-Man
what's
2?
It called? Just Spider-Man 2?
Yeah, Spider-Man 2.
Straight Spider-Man 2. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
But before we get too distracted into something that I like, let's talk about something I do not quite enjoy. What are we covering today?
So we are doing Spider-Man Lotus, which is a fan film. So this is not an official film from Marvel or anything. It's just one guy and his... I think he had an Indie... Was it either Indiegogo or Kickstarter?
Uh-huh.
Maybe I should... Yeah, I like to
bring it. Let's hear it. I'm kind of curious. That would make sense.
Because I think it did definitely have a crowdfunding behind it.
So it did have a budget.
Yeah, I know. Definitely. It was like in the 100,000... Oh, 125.
What?
So that's like, what,
oh,
eighth?
Look, you put the fucking Terminal Timmy in the top.
Oh, no! Oh, you said it! That's,
oh, man.
That's crazy. Oh, man. Yeah, mixed... Released to mixed reviews. All right.
Go really quick. I just want to read. Okay, inconsistent visual effects. I'm all right with that. Pacing, yes, shitty. Writing, oh,
direction.
God, drag.
That's so much of what makes a movie.
That's just the whole movie.
Yeah, well, you know.
They're just pointing out the film's visual effects, pacing, writing, direction, and acting. That's literally what the movie would be.
It's like what I wrote for Shadow the Hedgehog. It's like, well, yeah, the controls suck. The visuals aren't great. The story doesn't make any sense. But the music's okay. I like the music. Music's cool.
That's true. The music was good. Hey, yeah, Shadow's got a gun, bro.
I still love that. Yeah. Well,
what if Sonic had a gun, and then that was the premise of the game?
Well, you know, I don't know. Production. Okay, whatever. So, yeah, we just thought, I don't know, was there a particular reason you wanted to cover this? I know you're the one that brought it up. I'm putting all the blame on you. You just heard about it. You're like, hey, this is cool.
I did hear about it, and then I kind of heard it was a shit show.
Okay.
But, you know, I was just like, oh.
How bad?
It was interesting in concept, right? Because I don't think we've done a fan film.
Yeah, I think most...
We've done a fan game.
The closest thing would be Sonic. Wait, what are we talking about? That's a official
Sega
lost...
release.
Yeah, Sega just doesn't want to talk about it, because
they refuse to acknowledge the truth and greatness of...
They're like, we can't let everyone know that we just love pregnancy fetish and, you know... Gotta keep that hidden from the people, but we found out. We know. Why do you think they had to cancel the Dreamcast? This is it. That was the reason. They're like, yo, the Dreamcast is dying because people found out that we missed some Dreams collection. Why do you think it's called Dream? That's insane. Anyway, but yeah, no, you know, because a lot of fan stuff. You know, there could be good good stuff to be found in fan made creations. I know a lot of the just off my top of my head, like TF2 started off as a mod for at least a concept for TF2, something like that.
Rolling off that, there's actually some interesting Spider-Man shorts that are out there. You know,
oh, like the freaking the kid who did the Lego animation. He started off in Spider-Verse. That was made by like a 14-year-old
then it
kid,
ended up,
like a real,
you know,
ass kid.
And then across the Spider-Verse, you know, it shows up.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Little reference. So, or another fan film is like the Uncharted series had like a little live action fan film. It's like a short film, but it was really good.
Okay.
I think it captured the essence of the Like, it didn't have quite the budget, but no, I think...
Tom Holland.
Yeah.
No Marky Mark.
But I think it might have done a better job, like, conveying what Uncharted was as compared to the Sony film, ironically.
Yeah.
Dude, it's called Uncharted, but you just went to the Philippines. Hey, man. What are you trying to say?
I guess, yeah, that is kind of the whole, a lot of these
films.
That's
literally, the premise of the movie is in the
so
name!
So much of that genre really is white man going to third world country. Spooky. They gotta find the treasure.
Never been here before.
Oh my god, that reminds me of fucking, sorry, just one more tangent. Ed from 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, it's like a third world country out here. My dude, do you... What the fuck, dude? Is the only thing you know about this lady is that she's hot as fuck? Is that the only thing you know about her? You don't know anything about
her. Nothing about her culture.
You just came
her
and
ethnicity.
It's like, whoa, what the hell? You live like that?
Bro, you better watch your mouth. That's
he's still on the show.
Yeah, he's a celebrity, bro.
He keeps going, man. Hey, you know,
it's gonna work out eventually. Yeah,
man.
One way or the other.
I don't know. Anyway, talking about Spider-Man Lotus, so just a quick overview. Gwen dies and everyone's sad, and also there's a kid who died too.
Good old Terminal Timmy, I guess.
Yeah, so definitely a lot different from your usual Spider-Man fare, which is, you know, a lot of action-y
camp.
Yeah, definitely lighter stuff, and this one's a much darker tone.
And if you watch any of the recent Marvel Spider-Man movies, it's more like in grander scale too. Mm-hmm. But this is more of a personal journey, that's not a bad, if anything, like, I think those are some of the best Spider-Man stories.
And it is based on... Oh, shit. It is based on two existing Spider-Man stories. One about him meeting a terminal kid and revealing his identity. And then another about him recounting his and Gwen's relationship, which I actually did finish reading before. Because I thought, you know, let's see where the source material looks like and how they adapted it. And yeah, it's not a one-to-one recreation.
Not that it needs to be.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. Like, you should be
adding
stuff.
Yeah, because
then
at that point, why not just... consume the original source material, right?
It sure is different. Sure feels...
Well, maybe a difference in enjoyment or quality.
Well, maybe
did
we'll...
you watch the Amazing Spider-Man episode with the terminally ill girl?
Which one? Oh, like the original? Oh, no, I didn't.
Like the
animated
series?
From the 90s?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
No, it's funny because, like, in TikTok, like, they did a short of it.
Okay.
And then, it was like the pranking, like the clown music, like, you know what I'm talking about?
Kind of.
Because the girl asked Peter to show his face, and he's like, I don't know if I could do that. And then the girl's like, oh, I won't tell anyone ever. And he's like, okay, if you insist. And then he takes off the mask and this and that. And then he says, and then he's like monologuing to himself, and Peter's like, oh, I know you'll keep my secret forever. And then he swings away, and then it just shows the plaque of, like, it's like Terminally Ill Children's Hospital or something. And then the clown music starts playing, but...
Oh, you mean from is it Arrested Development, or...
I think it might be Arrested Development.
Like with the punchline, yeah, Karen.
Yeah, exactly. Is that Arrested Development?
I think so. Okay. I've never seen it. I probably should. I heard it's good.
It was recommended to me, too.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, it is an adaptation of two of those stories kind of put together, which, you know, I think could work. And I think the way... I get the way they integrated them.
I understand why they would, like, link the stories, right? Because it's dealing with grief
and, like,
as far as the loss of someone.
Yeah,
but
Spider-Man, like, wanting to give up the mantle.
But also, like, yeah, the importance of being Spider-Man, right? Yeah. It's like, you're a hero for the people.
Yeah, and seeing the stuff that he, the enjoyment that he brings, or the symbol that he is to this kid, helps reinvigorate
others,
himself.
Yeah.
And I guess that's technically what they did in this movie.
That's what they tried to go for, but sometimes it matters how you say something as opposed to what you're saying.
Yeah, so getting into themes and tones, as we said, the main theme is dealing
straight
with...
Straight up... Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Like, loss, grief, guilt, definitely, I think. Peter, Harry, and MJ dealing with the loss. Because it opens up with... Yeah, the way it's structured. I forgot about that. But yeah,
opens
that's
a double date.
With
after the random fight scene that they
because
Gallo knows.
We'll get into that later on into the
dude. But after that date scene, it was just all downhill.
Yeah, it was like a montage of
we're just staying in the sad zone
she's
like
dead
the whole
now.
Time.
She's dead now. Anyway, And bro, so the yeah, that's
that, what was the point of that opening?
Because it's we gotta have we
animation.
Can't, we can't but start. But then you're off
gonna retread to it anyway.
Because we can't start off with like with Gwen dying. That's too sad. We gotta, you know, we
but
can't.
Just, well, let's just be sad at the graveyard.
So yeah, that's the main theme.
Tonally speaking, yeah. Well, I mean, really.
I mean, what else?
That's the majority. It's just straight up dealing with loss.
Yeah, which. Is
and also just the importance of being Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, yeah, and you like using that as a way to cope.
Now let's see how like these characters deal with their grief. Very you know, different. There's the good old Dabda, mm-hmm. right? Denial. Dabda.
No, oh.
Yeah, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance.
Oh, okay, I know.
Good old death dealing.
I've heard of that, but I've never heard it as Dabda.
Okay. I don't think anyone calls it that. I just
okay
in my head. I hey, I you know, it as Dabda.
No, I think it makes sense.
Yeah. Because it spells D-A-B.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. Okay. God damn it. All right. It's fine. That's fine. It's fine. Do people still dab?
No.
People still dab? Yeah. I was like, I feel like now.
I feel like everyone does the sturdy or the gritty or whatever it's called. You know, Bodhi, you know, the young prodigy kid, like, he's just keeping me up to date on all the dumb high school trends.
Oh, jeez.
He's like, well, you want to see me gritty, Jeff? I'm like, no, Bodhi, I don't.
God, how long? It's going to be 10 years, man, since we graduated.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You're going to the reunion if that ever happens?
Eh.
I'll be your date.
Okay.
Joanna could stay at home.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. Anyway, Tone is sad. Sure is sad most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, it opens up in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, with the big fights. Big. Well, it's a fan film. You can't be too big. And it was fine. The fight
choreography was actually comparable.
Yeah, no.
It was actually pretty decent.
But, yeah.
Shocker costume was pretty shit.
But, yeah, it was a fun little...
It was like
little...
Death Flash vibes, yeah. Not the Shocker.
It was a fun little scene, and then we get into...
Good opening swing, too.
Oh, yeah, no. It's like, okay, maybe this won't be so bad. I didn't remember... I literally thought that when we saw that. I'm like, okay, let's see. And,
I don't know. And look, I think it's good they didn't say Lotus or anything, but, like...
Oh, my God, can you imagine if one of them said...
Yeah, Lotus, that'd have been
Lotus
corny.
Lotus is a symbol of rebirth.
I mean, at least that kind of would have... But just... There's not really... Aside, if... There's no context for someone who's not wary to understand... Or rather, not smart to it. There's no context for them to know what the meaning of Lotus is. Mm-hmm. Or Spider-Man... The Lotus and Spider-Man
yeah,
Lotus.
Yeah, I guess, you know... I guess that is kind of theme and tone. We might as well discuss it now. Because Lotus is supposed to be like a symbol of, like, rebirth and... Like darkest through the night, and that is actually a thing that is heavily from the one of the stories Spider-Man Blue, where like literally one of the things he says is you know gets before things can get good they got to get real bad you know which is you know that it's part of the way dealing with grief right is
yeah.
You know seeing like there is good at the end of the tunnel
right
and you know they're going through.
Well, I'm just saying like. I don't know shit about flowers, right?
Yeah.
Like, so, like, why the fuck is
yeah,
it called?
Yeah, in terms of, like, or actually like, being a name for the movie, I do think it's kind of...
Doesn't make sense, right?
It doesn't sound like a movie title to me. I don't know.
And then also, like, I don't know. Could have had lotuses on the grave or something. Like, just something so I understand, right? But...
Maybe... I know. Would Spider-Man Rebirth have been too generic, maybe?
I think Rebirth makes more sense.
It makes more sense, though. Like, yeah. Because it's an actual thing that you
see,
hear.
He has a revitalized will
yeah.
into being Spider-Man. Not just, you know, to save people, but also just being that inspiration. But... Mm. Okay, let's get into how these characters dealt with the death of Gwen. I'm surprised we didn't put Gwen on here.
Oh, yeah, if you want. Yeah, we could start off with her from what she's shown.
Well, I mean just there to die.
That's why I didn't bother putting That's her. I'm funny. Like, what are we going to put?
Well, but she...
Because, okay, because so from other media, right, at least from, like...
Dude, that's why Across the Spider-Verse is so good, because they even touch on, like, oh, there's... Because Gwen in Spider-Verse is like, oh, I saw what happened to all the Gwens, and it never really turns out that well
yeah,
for them,
yeah, yeah.
But... I don't know, it's just that meta commentary.
Oh, no, yeah,
that,
was
really
pretty, that was pretty cool.
But go ahead with what you were saying.
I don't know, because I was just thinking, yeah, she doesn't really have a character in this. We're kind of just... No, I think, yeah, one of the biggest problems with this movie, and I think
she
a lot of...
She was going to get proposed to.
Oh, yeah.
But then Peter chickened out for whatever
But I think a lot of fan fiction, or maybe calling it fan fiction, is not a good look. But, like, at the end of the day, that is what it is. Like, fan works. They assume, they come from a place of... like high knowledge, you have knowledge of the lore of these characters, and it's kind of like a lot of times like people will assume that you know, like, already the setting of in the characters of the setting, or, you know,
the backstory.
And they don't do a good job of, like, well, if somebody doesn't know, they don't establish.
Like,
and
the meaning of Lotus?
Yeah, stuff like that. Or, you know. So we're supposed to buy into, like, one of the things you're supposed to buy into the relationship that, you know, Peter and Gwen had, right? Because we're supposed to be there with Peter, identifying him as the main character. Why is he so sad? Why should we care about him losing her? And she just shows up, and then she dies, and then, I don't know, it's like, because the story that it was based off of is showing, like, the way the relationship was. Like, they're not even dating for most of it. It's leading up to, like, them starting. So I think, like, that kind of story is more, it's like, it, like, lends itself to more, like, okay, you're along with Peter, like, you know, versus, oh, we got to the result, and then, like, I think it's just, it doesn't do enough work to make us care about Gwen.
Right, right. That's like, like I said, she's there. She's
all
right. I mean, she is the one that's being grieved over, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how she relates to the rest of the characters. And
yeah,
I'm sure, like, Peter is feeling extra regret because he was meant to propose to her and it ended up not working mm-hmm. out. But other than that, just tying it up at the end, like, you have Peter recording messages for Gwen, so obviously he still feels feelings for her and regret, but not really much else to say
about her. Yeah, yeah. It's going on to Mr. Harry Osborn.
Harry's on drugs.
He takes pills.
Yeah, honestly, the specifics don't really matter. Yeah. Right? And I feel like that's just a common story thread that's used, is Harry's on drugs, and it's not bad.
No, it makes sense. Yeah. You know, that happens to people when they're, you know, when
and in
down.
This context, it makes, you know, that is how some people deal with grief, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you can't find them anymore. They're with maybe, like, unscrupulous types or whatever and mm-hmm. whatnot. And sometimes they do have to turn to substance abuse. And it's pretty sad how it turns out for them.
Yeah. I'm just trying to remember. Okay, he leaves the house. Right. And then, he and Peter have a big fight.
Yeah.
And then he leaves the house.
Apparently, Peter takes money from Harry, which was a new thing.
Yeah.
But a wrinkle that I won't think.
Oh, yeah, there was like another little thing I wanted to note on the album. No, just
keep going.
Just,
so, okay, Harry, they have that double date or whatever. Gwen dies. Harry disappears. Harry shows up at Peter's house. They get into a fight. Peter disappears. Harry disappears. Mary Jane finds him.
And then I'm trying to remember what the fuck they talked about.
I think Mary Jane talks him down or whatever.
It's like, oh, you have so much to live for. Whatever.
Some shit like that.
Probably.
Then, hey, Harry turns up the nose, so.
Yeah, he's like, okay, I'm fine now.
And I think really how a lot of the grief is resolved in the movie, and you know, I would say in real life, right, grief can be helped by relying on your support system, you know, the people mm-hmm. around you, and that's how Harry is able, that's how all these characters really
mm-hmm.
manage through all of this. Harry with MJ, and MJ with since we're already talking about her, might as well roll into her.
But yeah.
MJ and Flash Thompson, of all people.
Yeah.
Flash Thompson.
Dropping some truth bombs on her.
I know. So Flash Thompson, surprisingly the best character in the whole movie, kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah, because she's just at a party, and what exactly does he say again? Oh, man.
Well, he comes all humble in, right? But he's saying, like, oh, where's Peter and Harry, and then, you know, Flash talks about how Peter and Aunt May helped him out mm-hmm. a lot, too, and really just endears himself to not just MJ, but the audience, and the delivery was really good. I was like, holy shit.
This guy gets it.
I believe this character, as opposed to just opening with Peter being an edgelord at the graveyard.
Yeah, a little bit.
But
anyway,
MJ's a party girl.
MJ's a party. She just wants to party after. Which, you know, I think that's another way of, you know,
that some is people the try way to, try to numb. Right? Distract themselves.
Yeah, distract themselves with, like, partying or, you know, maybe drinking or whatever.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. It's just how they wrote it for. Because I think the basis of the Mary Jane character is that she's more of, like, a wild side type, mm-hmm. right? So, like, it does make sense for her to turn to that sort of thing. Like, that's more of a natural progression. But
What
was unnatural was, like, how she was trying to get Peter to come along with her. It's like, oh, what was the line? It is in here.
let's go to
MJ's solution to Peter, like, just how she says is, let's go to a party.
And she just shows up at the graveyard.
Yeah, which, and she just says it cold, straight up. Yeah. No context or explanation.
Which,
like,
I mean, I guess, like, you know, maybe she figured, oh, he's probably still at Gwen's gravestone, I guess. That's why she shows up, but
it's just such a unnatural and awkward way to write that.
I guess, like, oh, she can just call him or give him a text or something? Like, maybe, I mean, I guess you could argue
he wasn't answering.
He didn't want to answer and not talk to anyone, so.
I don't know. I think just there's definitely people who would talk like this, right? I'm not saying that's impossible or implausible, but just giving the nature of the relationship between these two, they're supposed to be friends, so, like, I feel like it could have been at least a little more relatable.
Yeah, no, definitely dialogue is kind of a...
Maybe something like, oh, hey, I know you're grieving, but maybe it would be nice if we saw
people. Definitely comes out of... Yeah, not... not the best execution.
Yes, I think that's, you know, the,
like, best way to... We could see, like, what they were going for, but I feel like it could have been handled a little better. All right, I guess next on to Timmy, who is going to die. Jesus Christ. That's it. No, that's the thing. No, that's just a fact, you know? Like, and he does.
It's all of us, right?
So, yeah. So, Timmy, it's supposed to kind of be the thing that motivates Peter to realize that being Spider-Man is important and then that, you know, he should keep doing it because it's a great power, great responsibility. But I don't know. I feel like they spend so much time him showing, like, oh, here's this.
When
here's
you have
this.
The initial instance of it, I'm like, oh, this is a cool callback for those who are in the know and those who aren't in the know, which I don't think you were at the time. It was like, oh, that's a good exposure for you. But then they held onto the scene for too long.
Which I guess that's supposed to be, you know, all week.
Peter spent so long in that fucking kid's house,
like,
dude.
Yeah.
How did he even get into that house? The windows weren't open.
Hey, man, he just finds a way. You know, it's, it's his neighborhood.
Window,
you know, he does,
bro.
Like, you know, he knows his own neighborhood. He knows. Oh, that sounds really creepy. Yeah, now I think about it. Yeah. I know how to get into every house in this neighborhood
without being heard or detected.
I mean, hey, you know, he really is like a spider. Just show up in your bathroom. Like, hey, how's it going?
Show up in your bathroom
or whatever.
That'd be kind of funny, actually.
I don't know what else to put. Like, no, yeah, I get it. Like, he's like
him and his mom inspired Peter by guilting him into being a better Spider-Man.
Yeah, because it ends up being the mom who, because, like, Peter starts to tell Tim, like, hey, actually, all that stuff that I did, that's not true. Which is also kind of a weird thing to say. It's like, and I get the sentiment. Like, okay, he thinks you're a hero, and Peter's trying to say, I'm not a hero. You know, I don't feel like, you know, because I've let so many... He's focusing on so much of the failure that he's done that he can't see all the good that he does, right?
And that's fair. That's fair, right?
But then he just walks out of the room, and then it's the fucking mom who just basically, like, you know...
This kid is dying. You better give him a fucking piggyback ride, you motherfucker.
Right? It's like, what the heck, man? Like, I just really wanted for Peter to come to that conclusion or on his own as opposed to basically being dressed down by this lady... To be better.
He goes back into the room,
and he's like, "Hey, Timmy, I know I said I'm not a hero, but actually I am. So let's go watch some cartoons." And
I do like the point when he's like, the dialogue that I did enjoy there was like, "Oh, how come you don't like Thor or Iron Man?"
Oh, did they actually? Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
name dropping there. Okay.
Yeah, gotta get your shit in right.
Yeah,
but it ends up, Timmy's like, I mean, I think to the point they arrive at is just because, like, the common man can identify with Peter, or rather with Spider-Man. That's why he's such a cool hero, right? And then that makes sense for just even us, right?
Yeah, no, I think that's, like, the common, like, real-life appeal of him. And that's kind of, like, why he became so popular.
And just having that willpower to strive through, but...
Yeah, it doesn't really feel it doesn't feel earned, honestly, the turnaround. Yeah. It really is just like...
Definitely not. Which is ironic, because they spend so much time in that fucking house.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I think someone, like, oh, we have a shit... They just gathered all the Spider-Man shit. Like, all right.
Yeah, I was like, hey, whatever you have, just put into this room.
Yeah, man, we gotta do it, you know?
They had a little spider cave.
Yeah, which, hey, you know, that's...
It's kind of neat.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I do like how they made the bugle printouts.
That was cool.
I don't know how to do that, so I can appreciate like the props that that was.
Yeah, definitely. All right, getting in, and then Peter himself. So as we said, yeah, his character arc is him being sad and feeling Gwen dying was my fault. I can't be Spider-Man anymore.
Oh, sorry. Before you continue, yeah, I do want to say, look, obviously I'm not a nurse, right? But I feel like Joanna would be remiss if I didn't mention like the bedside care setup for Timmy with how lax and it was like so sparse.
I feel like it was just a bed and then IV. And yeah. That was it.
But then it was funny because I think there was like a beeping machine noise, but I don't think there were any machines in the scene or in the frame. So I was like,
"Hey, we can't afford. Just get like a metal box. Actually, I don't know. Maybe that looks bad.
Get a cardboard box that says
that says life.
Life alert. Goddamn. And then have a guy inside the box beeping.
God. All right.
Out of budget, pal. $125,000. Goddamn.
Yeah. Come on.
What would Vince say?
What would he say? He'd say,
"We needs more."
The fuck?
I don't know. Bruce Pritchard always says that.
Ooze?
Yeah. Or booze? No, it's not booze. I think it's ooze. I don't know why.
What the fuck? What is this? Nickelodeon? It needs some slime?
It's definitely an 80s thing.
Ooh. I feel like that's slang for blood. That sounds like...
Maybe.
But like, whatever. Anyway, getting to Peter's arc, yeah, as we kind
of
said.
There's no way you can possibly define the machinations of Vince McMahon's mind.
Yeah, no, it's
I don't even know if Vince could do that.
Yeah, didn't the fucking... I think he stepped down, though, because of the merger finally happened, though, with the UFC, right?
I saw that, and then he came back around.
Oh, again. Are you kidding me? Okay.
So well, I'm, like, confused. Hey, right. Man, I mean, everyone says, it's like, you probably have to die for him to not want to work.
Yeah, okay. Getting into Peter. Now, I think we've pretty much said the arc, right?
And yeah.
It's just... Yeah, I think the biggest thing for
Peter is... Cringelord. Cringelord depressed.
He's, shit, what else do they say? L plus ratio plus whatever.
No, please tell me. I want to hear.
Oh, I barely know it. It's like L plus ratio. That's all I know.
Yeah, look that up really.
Okay, you don't know anything at all.
Yeah. No, but while you're doing that, I do want to say. Okay, so plus ratio is used as a mocking insult.
What is I got the L part. Why
often
is it...
in reply to post or opinion.
What does a ratio mean?
Consider the L is used. L is for loss. The word ratio.
And a post has a high proportion of replies compared to likes or reposts. Negative replies criticizing. So it's like if you have a bunch of replies instead of like likes. Okay. I don't know. I don't use Twitter. Or sorry, X. Although I don't know a single person. I don't think I've ever heard someone actually say X without groaning.
Now here's an example. Original post. A hot dog is a sandwich. We know it to be true. Reply L plus ratio plus info. Oh. I see. The ratio is like the amount of buzz or attention your thing gets. So L because like this is stupid.
Yeah.
Ratio because it's not popular. And then they add all this extra stuff.
All this in. That was great.
Yeah, they put the extra content. Unfollowed as in that's their action. Blocked as in another
Gary,
action.
There you go. Good job. Yeah.
You put mayo on hot dog.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Honestly, yeah.
Like, come on. Let's... I don't know, the whole discourse of like not even just like any sort of like food opinions. I don't know. I'm sure
some opinions.
I'm sure.
You ever see people that just like mix random shit together and then?
Okay, well then that's a different thing. But like,
oh, I got this cheese whip and I put it on my Frosted Flakes.
Okay, that's people fucking doing shit for clout on the internet.
Or remember what was that Weird Al movie?
Oh, the Twinkie Wiener Sandwich.
Yeah,
hey.
Come on, man.
Well, maybe it's good. I don't know. We gotta try it one day. No, you're the one that fucking suggested that.
Yeah, no, we should try it. I'm just thinking, when you said it's good, I'm like... Mm.
Okay, well, you know, apparently he still eats them, so...
Oh, that was for shoot? He was doing that shit for real?
I guess so. I don't know.
Yeah. Bring the name Weird Al.
Yeah? Anyway. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Fucking
L
Spider-Man.
Plus ratio.
Yeah, so he's really sad, and, you know, I don't know, what do you think about, what's the guy's name? The guy who plays Peter. I think he looks like Peter Parker, I feel like. He does looks a good like job.
I don't think he does, when he's doing, like, that closing monologue, I thought he was doing a pretty good job, but...
Yeah, and I think the performances, for the most part, I feel like some of the dialogue...
Like, some of the characters, some of the actors, well, maybe we shouldn't name, but some of the actors, it seems like English might not be their first language, so they're kind of struggling with the dialogue, which is understandable, but also, like, also, the product
suffers. Yeah, because they're supposed to be, you know, from New York, and...
Yeah. They should be American, so they shouldn't be really struggling with English. The character, that is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not the person.
So... I don't know what else. Anything else to add for Mr. Peter Parker?
Hey, he turns the boat around just like everybody else. Yeah. Thanks to Terminal Timmy and his mom.
Yeah, there you go. All right, getting into...
Cool final swing.
Notable questions. Notable moments, notable questions.
So, you know, they just added a fight in the beginning for pacing. So, it does feel
like that.
I understand why, right? Because you want to start the movie off, or at least a Spider-Man movie, even a fan-made one. You want to start off with, like... something high pace, action, campy, like just to bring the energy up, right? Mm-hmm. And also because we're about to cut them down for like a whole 2 hours, basically. But it could have been handled better.
Yeah,
but
it could have been like explained at least like okay, they got bank robbers and maybe they ran into a dead end or something, and that's why. But they just go into a random ass alley and get out of the car, and then Spider-Man starts beating him up.
I know, you know how it read as if like the criminals were like, oh, let's stop here because we have to get our ass beat. Like,
that's what the script says.
So. And then just Shocker appears out of nowhere. Like,
yeah,
couldn't we have any sort of extra dialogue? Like, hey, we got to cut this fucking deal with Shocker.
Something like that. Whatever. Yeah, do a little bit more.
But no, literally how it reads is they just showed up into an alley and then Peter beats their ass.
We can't cut any of the dialogue and the rest of the. Got to keep that all in.
Yeah. Oh my god, there's so much of it too. There's like way too much.
Oh, I just dialogue. Remember the fucking what do you call it? The selfies that what was it? That little music video that they did.
Oh yeah, that was the highlight video.
I thought that made sense.
That was endearing.
Yeah, like that makes sense in universe. But anyway, then the MJ thing we kind of talked about already.
Sorry to cut you off, but like when did that happen? Was that in the middle or was that like right before the monologue?
I remember because wasn't it because Peter finds the USB USB now. He finds it in his house and they're in him and Harry's apartment, right?
Yeah, he just found it randomly.
No, I think doesn't MJ give it
maybe
something? I don't know if we're shown.
I think it came in the letter.
I don't think we're shown him like. I don't know.
I think someone gave it to him. I don't remember. If anything, that endears more.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
It should have been. It
endears the characters more to Peter and such, but.
Mm. Yeah, and then other notable moments, all the flashbacks. I mean, technically, I guess the whole story is told in flashback, which. And I guess, and not necessarily like a bad thing.
I kind of think it's a bad thing.
If it's too much. I mean, I guess it depends on like how you frame
it. The way I see it is just like. As opposed to just doing flashbacks, why don't we just follow the story?
You know, yeah, I think
as it progresses.
I think you're.
And look, I'm not saying 100% of the time. I'm sure there's exceptions, but generally, like, you know, what's more interesting than a character recounting what happened? Just showing what happened.
That's fair. That's fair.
You know.
All right. Oh yeah, the license plate in the opening chain.
Amazing Spider-Man 46. What's the 46? Is that the year? The initial year?
Huh. 46. That doesn't.
Because it was TASM 46. So I feel like, is that when the first Spider-Man
I don't know. I feel
out?
Like Spider-Man's not that old, but 46? I could be wrong.
I could.
Because I know, like, Superman and Batman are, like, the 20s or something.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe you're right. I have no idea. I don't know. I just always think, I don't know why. I could be wrong. I just think Spider-Man is, like, the 60s.
August 62. So, I don't know.
Oh, there you go.
60s. I don't know what the 46 is about, but. I'm sure it's a reference to something.
Probably. Yeah, it was just that the opening swing was pretty decent. And the CGI, no, I thought looked pretty good.
That's a cool swing pose, too. Yeah. I was like,
more oh,
like
that was a good... I like that, yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, so the swing poses they choose for the movies typically are pretty good, but you don't really get to see, like... It's kind of like that web zip
yeah,
when you play
yeah.
on like, PS4, but then he's kicking one leg yeah, out, yeah, so yeah. It's kind of cool. It's, like, dynamic. That was a good pose.
And then oh, another detail that Tim says is that when Spider-Man asks how old he is, instead of saying, I'm going to be 11, he says, oh, my birthday is in August, because he knows...
He's probably going to die.
He's not going to make it.
God damn it.
Yeah. Anyway, and then the highlight video we talked about, and then the mom. Oh, and so another little thing that I... It's just a thing I noticed that isn't really an indictment on...
It was just an observation.
So, you know, in this film, Peter and Harry live in like a basically a house, right?
Yeah.
But I was reading the comic, and like, so in that comic too, Peter moves in with Harry, and because, you know, Norman's paying for the fucking high rise New York apartment, it's like crazy. It's like one of those crazy huge ones, and oh. It's just thing I noticed, like, oh yeah, because this is a fan film, they can't afford to film.
No, of course not. Yeah.
I just thought it was a fun observation to have. But
that's interesting.
Hey, you know, you got to work with. We got to work with. You know, money is money's tight when you want to make your passion project, and I get it. So that was just a thing. Anyway,
I have to be 2 hours.
Yeah, like Keaton acting, talking about. So I think the main thing...
Way too fucking long.
That's the biggest problem,
way too fucking long. There's so many scenes you really didn't even need. You could have just taken out. It would have been fine.
I'm sure there's some...
You could have just alluded to fucking Ben Parker, you know? You didn't have to actually go through the whole bone saw shit. Yeah, like, fuck, dude. You act like no one's ever seen, like, Spider-Man 2002 or fucking the one... You know, everyone was groaning... Like, look, these people obviously are Spider-Man fans, right? Mm-hmm. Or at least the creator, right? So, yeah. Like, they probably saw The Amazing Spider-Man, and they should have noticed how everybody was groaning about how they had to rehash the whole Uncle Ben dying. So, what makes you think it was a good idea to include it in your fucking...
Man, I'm not gonna lie. The only thing I remember about the Amazing Spider-Man movie is, like, I don't know nothing, honestly. I don't remember that.
There was a post-mortem message where Uncle Ben says the line, but I actually thought it was kind of a good scene. Okay.
I just remember the lizard. Dennis Leary.
I also hated that costume.
Which one? Oh, the Amazing Spider-Man one?
But, I mean, that and the lizard costume.
Oh, okay.
They were both terrible.
I just remember the face looking.
The Amazing Spider-Man 2 costume is actually pretty good.
Okay.
That's all the right. one that... Andrew Garfield has in the movie.
Mm. So it doesn't have the yellow eyes, right?
No, thanks for that.
That would have stood out.
It's like, oh, you're in a band? What's the Avengers? Is that a band? Are you in a band?
That's funny.
Dude, man, I know.
We're just going to talk about...
Let me talk about a Spider-Man movie I did like.
Okay, okay. Hey.
Just for a second.
Yeah, it's hard.
But when he's like, you know, when it like... In meta commentary, Andrew Garfield Spider-Man is saying like, "Oh, you know, I just don't feel that good. You know, I'm not too hot on myself." And then Toby's like, "Dude, you're amazing." I'm just like, the tongue in cheek.
There you go. Reference. Yeah, come on.
Just I really like stuff like that. It's just funny because you know it pays off for people that.
Cause I'm sure there are people who think that was corny and unnecessary, but
fuck those people. You're just a bitch.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Can't argue with that.
Got it. Eat it, bitch.
God damn it. Anyway,
this movie's fucking unorganized, dude.
No, yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Why have that opening animation of a goblin murdering the fuck out of Gwen, and then going just to the funeral, and then going to the graveyard, and then showing the fallout. If we're just going to play the actual scene later on in the movie anyway, of Gwen dying, you know? Or at least the after effects of, or rather showing the fight with Goblin and Peter, right? Just fucking have it.
Yeah, I really can't think of a good reason.
Just have it right there. There's no point in, like, show us why Peter is being upset, right? Don't just have Peter be upset and then we'll explain
later. Because the only thing I could think of is, like, what if you didn't already know, like, maybe... If the movie was like, we don't know, they didn't show why Gwen died.
Yeah, because at first we were like, oh, maybe they're requiring the audience to be smarter in the sense they know at least the general Spider-Man lore, right? But no, they didn't even do that. They just went, they just rehashed it. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
You know?
And yeah, just a general way they connect the two stories is...
Fucking Uncle Ben dying again. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, goes, hey, Timmy, let me tell you. And I don't doubt, like, I could see that being a thing that...
I'm backseat driving here. I'm Sunday morning quarterback.
Sure.
Couch quarterback. Okay.
You're Monday?
Oh, whatever.
Because you do it the day after the game.
Yeah, you're after the game.
Yeah. The Chargers on the bye. I don't got to suffer. I can't follow this team anymore, man. I can't. I want to give up so bad.
You say that every year.
I know. I've been saying it for over 10 years now. I can't believe it. What the fuck?
What am I doing?
What am I doing with my life? Anyway, sorry. I just wanted to get that out there. Yeah. See, I'm wearing this Golden Knights thing. I don't even watch hockey. I don't give a shit about hockey. But at least they're winners.
They're winning.
I want to win. I want to be a winner for once in my life. I want to feel like a winner. Oh, that's funny, man. Hey, at least the Raiders are also
what
bad.
What were you talking about? Holy shit, you totally sidelined me.
Hey,
dude.
You know, that's what I'm here for. Uncle Ben, what you gonna say? You're gonna do it? How are you gonna do it?
You know, if anything, like, Peter could just, like, slyly mention.
Yeah,
like,
that would have. No complaints!
Like, yeah, no, he could have just.
Like.
He could have been like to Timmy. Peter could have been like, you know, I'm not the great hero you think I am, Timmy, right? There's some people that I let down for selfish reasons, and then, you know, it kind of just zooms off, right? Like, it looks away. Like, it's like, maybe just him explaining that he's more selfish than he appears. Like, he's not this hero that they write about. But instead, they just chose to play the whole thing. So.
Yeah. Like, well, we gotta have the, the second suit thing. Do you mean that suit in that flashback with the wet, with the, because it didn't have the...
Oh, the yeah, web, not, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's what you meant.
Also, I think it looked like a different person.
Oh, I don't know.
It was a different suit with a different guy. I don't know why they had, like...
You can go look at it live in the...
Yeah, while we're recording, that's totally good timing.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway. dude, everything drags on so long.
Really,
I know
yeah.
I keep saying they're in the house for too long, but I'm telling you...
To me, it's just when Timmy is getting all his toys, he doesn't need to...
You have to show the whole thing. Just cut to it.
Jeez, like, here's just, this, and here's
let's
this.
Cut
like,
to it. Let's not waste time with our shots.
Like, oh my god.
And then even,
here.
Okay, the fucking party scene with MJ, okay, that was alright. The Harry and Peter scene was too long. Way too long.
Is that the argument?
Yeah, way too fucking long. Thankfully, the final scene when Peter's about to pull up and he goes to swing off, like, that's the only one of the few scenes I felt like was timed correctly.
It didn't feel too, yeah.
Didn't overstay its welcome.
Yeah, thank God.
Fucking the goblin fight scene. Another one. Way too fucking long.
Yeah.
They even show the after effects of, like, Norman dying and all that before that fight scene, which doesn't make any sense. Just put it after.
Mm.
Put the whole Peter being accused for murder, killing the goblin after, and, you know. They did the whole getting stabbed by the glider, like, reference, so, yeah, I'm a sucker for that, but what's the point in showing that before the fight?
Because, I don't know, because it's different.
Dialogue is awkward, I think we already said that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to a party.
Let's go to a party? She had a funeral?
She had a funeral. That's when Peter and Harry are arguing, and Peter's trying to shit on Harry, so you... Like, obviously she had a fucking funeral, Peter. She fucking died. Was she not gonna have a funeral?
We're just gonna leave her there?
Yeah, like, fuck, dude. Like,
yeah. And then, yeah, the meaning of Lotus, which is pretty much the only... You look it up, you're like, oh, I guess it makes sense, but... Yeah. Anyway... Getting to effects, which is probably the movie's
Peter
strongest.
Could have been like, fuck, man, there are some people I let down due to my selfishness. I'm not this selfless hero.
No, I think yeah, no, there's something here. I think that's what the comment, those YouTube comments, shout out to them.
Dude, no, those YouTube comments are fucking dick riders, bro. This movie sucks,
get off this,
dude.
Get off
this.
Yeah,
like, fuck, they
nuts.
Pay you to comment this shit? Those didn't even look like real usernames. They look like fucking Google bots.
Yeah, you wanna
let's read it so I can disagree with it. This wasn't bad at all. It's still unfortunate what happened behind the scenes, but for a fan, wait, what happened behind the scenes?
Oh, that's the whole the director, or I think the director and the guy who played Peter had some either homophobic or transphobic or racist tweets back in 20 whatever.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah,
but regardless of that. Wow, you guys did great. Wow, no, they did not. Ross 3986. They did a shit job. Let me read another one. No, that's too long.
No, that,
that's not a short one. Okay, hey, the emotional scene where Tim was clearly the climax. It had a lot of power. I wish the whole project was this
okay,
good.
Okay, that one at least recognizes that.
That it's not great.
But, like, I don't know what the fuck. He's talking about the fucking mom yelling at him?
Yeah. Okay. You know, honestly, I didn't feel like a great emotional swell like he's saying. It gives the perspective of a depressed Peter from a realistic point of view. He has hatred in his heart, feels alone, and it shows that he is human after all. Obviously, it can't compare to a big movie studio, but for a fan made, it's really enjoyable. No. Good job for the people who made this.
This one's long.
No, I don't want... Wait, okay, last one. Initial reaction after just sitting down and watching it for the first time. Okay. I actually really enjoyed it. I don't need to read that.
Oh, my only complaint, it drags for way too long in multiple scenes. Hey, that guy's got a...
Well,
you know, BotCon... BotCon Boy 460. He's got bot in his name.
Let's go back to, to the thing.
Which one? Oh, the actual, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Oh, yeah.
Dude, okay. You know those guys are just being fucking polite. I did not enjoy this shit.
No, no, you know what it is? Because this is sorted by... I don't know what YouTube comments on default are sorted by, but I bet if you do, like, newest first, you're going to find some people who...
Let's be honest. It wasn't... Oh, there we go. Yeah, this movie sucks really bad. 1 out of 10.
This dude checked out after 30 seconds. He's smarter.
Okay, come on. The first few minutes aren't that bad.
Every kid should
look perfect Peter Parker. Okay, that's sarcasm.
Those who watched the very end to see if there was a post-credits scene.
Was there?
No. Thank God. Okay, one more anymore. Number plate 8, 46.
Yeah, we already know.
Wasn't too bad.
No, it was bad.
Here's something I would try for. Okay, whatever. Problem. I'm not gonna read all that. This is probably the best film since BlackRock and Vanguard.
Okay,
screw the haters and the social media police.
Boring. Please save your time. I agree.
Should have titled it Spider-Man Deja Vu instead.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's all the fucking flashbacks.
That's pretty. All right,
okay, go. Damon Daddario. I've got to say, in all honesty, it's the biggest piece of dog shit I ever watched. Spider-Man Lotus. Garbage drama is utterly dragged by flashbacks and drawn out dialogue scenes. Too fucking... Man, is this you? This is you.
Like it. Like that one, yeah. All right, go back. All right, let's get back.
Okay, okay. Let's finish this up. Yeah, let's get out of here.
Okay, so... Lotus meaning? What are you talking about?
Let's get into effects. Effects? No, I thought it was pretty competent, you know?
Yeah, for a fan film, not even just a fan film, there were actually some good effects that happened here, especially, like we keep saying, the opening and ending swing.
I actually do like the goblin suit was pretty...
plasticky and evil.
But, you know, at least it was different than...
Oh, no, I still enjoyed it. Yeah. I'm not saying it in a negative connotation, but the fight choreo was actually pretty competent. Mm-hmm. I was surprised. Like, oh, hey, this isn't so shitty. It's not like a... The 70s Indian Spider-Man, you ever see those?
The fuck?
No. Or maybe it's Japanese, but he's like trying to kill a spider with a hammer.
Okay, wait, no, that sounds awesome. Okay, but that's a different kind of enjoyment, right?
Yeah. But I meant like in terms of choreo competence.
There's actual something here, yeah.
Yeah. The Shocker outfit already said Shocker Flash. One looked
not great, but
I couldn't tell it was supposed to be the Shocker. It's like...
Yeah.
It's like someone was trying to cosplay as the Shocker at a Comic-Con.
Steal his fit.
And then everyone's like, oh, who are you? It's like, what do you mean? I'm the Shocker.
Come on, man. It's like, that's, what do they call it? Because I know, okay, just a little quick, another last tangent, I swear. Because sure. You know at Disney, there's like a rule. You are not allowed to dress up as a Disney character.
Because they don't want you
like, people to think, oh,
infiltrate.
And then I'm sure some people would probably try to grift people for photos. So what people do is like they do, what's the word? I forget the word, but it's like, so you dress like, if kind of like adjacent to the character. It's like you copy the color scheme, but not the exact
outfit.
There's like a word for it, but I don't know. I just thought it's kind of like
you're almost mimicking.
Or I guess you could just say like great value Shocker.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You go for that one. A quicker, Shocker.
You know, the shitty thing is like the Shocker costume, it could have been good if it was something else. Like if it was like a different character and they got rid of the Shocker costume. Like, sure. Oh, this is a cool outfit. But no, it was supposed to be the Shocker and it looks shitty as the Shocker. So,
because it's like, what? The Spider-Man suit looks good. Looks good. Like,
well, I think, it has to, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because then this movie really would
have for the 5 minutes that it's... Well, maybe longer than five, but...
Dude, he's sitting in that room for like half an hour!
I think that's... Yeah, I forgot that... Okay, in terms of being used as in, you know, the fights...
Fighting costume, yeah.
Okay, dialogue was... Like, not even just the way it was written, but it was kind of hard to hear. The mixing was kind
of... I do kind of appreciate that Peter does sound like he's talking out of a mask for the first
little bit. Yeah, I get it for the realism,
but... at some point, I'm like, okay, I don't like this anymore.
Yeah, no, it's like, there's a reason why they don't do it, yeah. I think. And then the music, I don't remember.
Music was actually pretty good. From what I remember. Yeah.
All right. Closing thoughts. Spider-Man Lotus. So, I will say, it is free on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So, that's...
So, probably it only costs as much as your electric bill or phone bill, or, I guess.
And 2 hours of your time, which, you know, is not nothing.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah, no, it's, you know... So, overall, I'm going to have to say a hard... Nah, you're good. You're good, not...
Pass. I can... Even... Okay, let's say you're a fan of The Room. So, that means you have a specific type of genre or palette for movies that you enjoy, right? You like shit like that. You like shit like Velocipaster, this and that. I was kind of hoping Spider-Man Lotus was going to be okay, like that.
I thought you were going to directly compare it to
that. No. The reason why I wanted to watch this is because I thought it would be of that ilk, but I was wrong. This movie kind of...
Yeah, maybe it's like because...
Ironically, what is the budget of The Room? I'm kind of curious.
Because The Room does frame itself. It's supposed to be kind of like this. It's supposed to be a drama, a serious drama.
Oh, $6 million. Huh.
Holy shit.
Could have fooled me.
It does hold it. Yeah, I mean... Oh my god. What? I bet half of that was just like living...
Tommy paying himself.
God damn it. Or it was just I think because it took so long to film that's...
He kept stretching the money out.
Something like that. But, yeah, no, there's it's just a little... Yeah, even if you're going for like, oh, it's so bad, it's good. I don't know if there's enough.
No,
it's not.
It's not. And it's not what they were going for either.
It's just boring.
Yeah.
I think that's the worst thing about it. It just feels really boring. Like, you don't really feel a connection to anyone of these characters.
I really feel like if they shot... I think this movie would have benefited if it had like a better editorial staff. Just to like chop things up. And also just to like review like, hey, this doesn't look right, or hey, it doesn't make sense for Spider-Man to teleport.
Did this thing have an editor at all?
I'm sure it did, but I think
obviously, like, they didn't just put out a bunch of the
random scenes spliced together.
I just want to see if there's a name.
Sure.
I mean, I don't even know if they put
cinematography
on...
I'm assuming.
Yeah, I guess for movie credits they don't really have.
I mean, the term editor is like kind of broad, so it could be multiple people.
Yeah, well.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's just... It's just boring.
Yeah, no. I think if they, like, just kept it to a tighter package and got rid of some stuff, you know, and then cut down on certain scenes, like, it could have just at least been an average film. Not even just fan film, it could have been an average film, because there is some good stuff here, but...
Yeah, no.
They just drag. So. I cannot emphasize this enough, but they drags on way too long. They say in entertainment, a good rule of thumb is keep them wanting more, right? Mm. Don't overstay your welcome. This movie absolutely overstays its welcome. It took its shoes off. It put its feet,
it's like, hey,
put its feet on the coffee table and asked for a fucking beer for the sixth time. You know, that's how I would describe this movie. I can't even say like. People of who like So Bad It's Good films, I can't recommend it to them. I can't recommend it to general film buffs. I can't even recommend it to general audience. Even if you're a Spider-Man fan, like, because we're Spider-Man fans, right? And there's, you know, like, the references that we do enjoy, but to sit through it for 2 hours of a melodrama, I would dare say, like...
Yeah, no, part
even
of me...
if you're a fucking indie film fan, like, I don't think you could appreciate it.
Part of me would say maybe just go read the actual stories that they're based on, too.
That would be definitely be
better. I literally did that, like, before you came in. Like, yeah, I did it.
So. No, I saw you were reading it.
Yeah, no, it was pretty good.
A little plug for the... what is this called again?
So the Gwen Stacy one.
No, what was your phone called?
Oh, you mean the Fold? The Samsung Galaxy Z Fold or whatever?
Yeah, Z Fold.
Yeah,
a little plug for that, because holy shit, when Nofi
Although
was...
I did see...
Nofi was reading the comic.
It already has some... you can't see it on a black screen.
Oh, the crease?
Yeah, there's already some shit on there.
It's a folding screen, so it's bound to happen.
Yeah, I know, but it's only been a year.
Oh, okay. Well,
but I'm like, I don't know if it's covered.
That's
by
so
my
convenient,
thing.
Though. Like,
it is
for reading stuff. Like, it's the size of a tablet. Like,
it really
actually
is.
Really cool.
That's why I wanted the fold, this one. But what was I saying?
You wanted
I was
the hot dog, not the sandwich fold.
Yeah. What was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, Spider-Man Blue. That's the first one. And then I want to say the kid
one. What happened to Spider-Man Blue?
Oh, that's the one where he's recounting his and Gwen's relationship. Oh,
okay. When he's speaking into the... that was actually a good scene when they had that.
Yeah.
Still a little too long, though.
But... yeah, because it's his way of showing grief and honoring her, because, you know,
she's still a part of him, which I think is that, you know, I think people, those who are grieving, that's how they can come to terms with it, with their losses. The people aren't ever fully gone. They're still in spirit with you.
Well, this guy looks like Henry, or Harry. What the fuck, this kid?
That's not Harry, though.
He's fighting, who the fuck's he fighting? And
it's like knockoff Electro, but if he was black, Tim Harrison, for some reason.
Oh, okay. Thunderball.
It is knockoff Electro.
What the fuck? Well, in terms of power, freaking enemy of Thor.
Wow.
Okay. Anyway, but yeah, I think if you like Spider-Man, nah, even then. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. This is this was not an enjoyable film. I can't recommend this.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the fact that they got it out at all, like any sort of fan creation, I do. I want to give them props. So they got something out. I
appreciate the work and effort that went into it, and I think they should be commended on that much at least, but, you know, the end product...
Yeah, it's just... No. Yeah.
Well, folks, to end on a dour note, we're not a weekly podcast, but we pretend to be.
See you.
See you.